This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true.
All my loving.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Yeah, awesome. Very animated, I must say. A lot of creativity there. Second breakfast time here on Joy 94.9 with Sonia, taking you through to lunchtime. Well, first lunch anyway. Now you can message us for your throwback Thursdays on what is yours. Mine would probably be at the moment, I'm thinking the original series of V with the fabulous Jane Badler. Who can forget the hamster in the mouth? I mean, really. Now what is your one? What's your throwback? Mm-hmm. You can phone Richard. Now, he's a big Game of Thrones man. Yes, indeed. GOT. And who is coming to Melbourne? None other than Hodor, the big man himself, Christian Nahn, is coming. And so is Queer Geeks of Oz. Yes, at Oz Comic Con. Coming up July, Sunday, July the 6th at 2 p.m. You can't miss it. The Royal Exhibition Buildings if you are in Melbourneia. But also, don't panic, because Queer Geeks of Oz will be going around the country. There's all sorts of stuff. There's some great film festivals through Melbourne too. Don't forget, we have on right at the moment the Melbourne International Animation Film Festival happening at ACME here in Melbourne town under the beautiful sunny sky of a winter's day. You can go and check out some fabulous animation from around the world, but also local stuff. And indeed, we will have one of the local people who make some of this beautiful work and looking at it from a queer perspective. So that'll be really interesting. It's called Correcting Colours, and we'll be talking to one of the creators a little bit later on this morning around about 10:30, half 10.
Freaks, geeks, and gamers, this is Dillstick. Cannot wait to represent and see all you gamers at Oz Comic Con Queer Geeks of Oz panel. Like us on Facebook and post any questions or opinions you have about new releases to cult classic video games. Games. Freaks.
Dillstick out.
And this is Joy 94.9. It's the second breakfast time. And the thing is, we've got a special guest in the studio coming up really soon at around about 10:32, I think, at the stage. It will be, or that's 28 minutes to 11, for the Melbourne International Animation Festival. And it's an interesting little short film coming up soon. Something to do with colours and a fellow called Juan. And this is second breakfast on Joy 94.9. It is 27 minutes to 11 o'clock, and we're just digging into our second helping of cornflakes right now, and the temperature outside is 13 degrees. It's a very nice Melbourne morning. Well, actually, it is clouding over a little bit now, but any case, here we are in the Joy Studios, and that was a bit of our Kylie, of course. Sexy love. Speaking of sexy, got some two very nice gentlemen in the studio here. I've got Juan, animation artist, would you say?
Yep,
cool. And I've got Corey.
Hi.
Who's the assistant to Juan.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Public relations manager,
thank you. Public relations, that's it. Now, what are we talking about? Look, the reason we've got Juan in here and Corey is it's all about the Melbourne International Animation Festival that's running in Melbourne from the 19th. It started, it's going to the 29th, so a bit of time still. And, of course, Juan has got one of his, projects. He's one of the creators for something very special. Welcome to Joy, Juan.
Thank you for having me here.
Tell us about the film that you actually have on.
Well, the film is called Correcting Colors. Mm-hmm. It's made by me and four mates, Sahan Gamage, Isaac Swinerton, Noor Ergüven, and Josh Pedersen. It's about a boy with a colored shadow. His fear of getting judged by people because he's different.
Right, yeah. The shadow is got the color. I've been lucky to see it privately, and it was very interesting with the shadows fall on the ground, and you see the these different sort of rainbowy colours happening.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful, yeah. And okay, so about the film and the animation festival, what's the animation festival about in your involvement there?
Well, the animation is the Melbourne International Animation Festival, and mm-hmm. started a week ago. It's yep. finishing this Sunday. Yeah, they invite a bunch of different animators from different parts of the world and screen their films in ACME. Pretty cool if you're interested in art or in animation. It's a pretty good event to go.
Yeah, no, it looks amazing just looking at what is out there. Been to one a few years ago and saw some French animation, which was just blew my mind. Didn't know you could do that. And now talking about your film, Correcting Colours, okay, is this, what's the reason for the name? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, the name, it's kind of a long story.
Okay.
We started we wanted to have a boy with shadow that didn't really reflect how he looked like. Mm-hmm. And we started exploring different ways to do it. So it was a boy with a girl shadow, a boy with an animal shadow. But then those shadows were a little bit too specific. Mm-hmm. And then someone got an idea with a color shadow. And open the concept to many different things, not just to him being gay or he being furry or just about being different.
Yeah, now I don't want to spoil it too much for people, but basically it involves a pencil and yeah. he sort of hides his color, who he
hiding
is.
His color.
Yeah, what makes
pencil.
Him different. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was fascinating for animation because you have to get a story across in such a simple way because it is a short film, isn't it? Yeah, so yeah, fabulous. As a queer man, does your queerness, does being gay, does that influence the work?
Yeah, definitely.
This film?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'm a full believer of diversity. Like, mm-hmm. I believe that the world should accept diversity, not only sexual diversity, but also cultural and racial. Being queer, a minority, therefore.
And you're a minority also in this country because you're not actually from here.
Oh, yes.
Just
we should talk about that.
Just in case you haven't realized.
Where are you from? What?
I'm from Colombia.
Wow, Colombia. And what brought you to Australia?
I moved here 4 years ago, and mm-hmm. I came to study English.
You ended up as an animator.
And yeah, wow. That was something that I always wanted to do when I was younger. And I studied visual arts back home, and I did two majors in order to be able to do animation. Mm-hmm. And here I got the opportunity to study animation. So.
And how many years now is it?
Has been three? 4 years.
4 years, four yeah. years studying
but
it.
My first year was studying English, because my English was very limited, mm-hmm. extremely limited. I was able to ask for a Coke, that was all. And then I got into animation and yeah.
Yeah, and here you are. So what does inspire you as an artist, animator, filmmaker? Are there other gay, for example, animators out there? I don't know. I'm pretty clueless, but
I really don't know if there's other gay animators. I'm really inspired by William Kendrich, that is South yes. African animator.
Yeah.
And he works the South African apartheid. And it's, again, the same thing about being diverse. Mm. That's one of the reasons that I really like him. And also his technique is pretty cool. And, of course, Tim Burton,
we love him.
Who doesn't like him?
Yeah. What's your favourite Tim Burton film, though, that would use animation?
That would be...
Because I think they all do, don't they?
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah, most of them, yeah. Yeah.
Have some elements of it, yeah. Mm.
It's interesting because my favourite Tim Burton movie is not animated. It's Big Fish.
Yeah, Big right. Fish. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the least... I don't think it's got any... Maybe in the credits, but that's
yeah,
probably it.
Yeah. And in the poster.
Yeah.
And the poster. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it's a pretty interesting film, yeah.
Yeah, but animated, I would say Nightmare Before After Christmas.
Nightmare Before?
Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember going to see that for the first time, and I think there was a mum there in the cinema, and I think she thought it was going to be a nice, happy, cheerful cartoon, and the children started crying, and one started screaming, and they had to leave. So yeah, look, it opens up all sorts of experiences.
I think it's pretty cheerful. I really do think it's pretty cheerful, like the message and the gorgeousness of how beautifully it's animated.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But yeah. I think my favourite Tim Burton movie, not that anyone asked, I'll just
tell
you anyway.
Oh, okay, great.
The Batman movies. I just think that they're fabulous.
Right. Yeah, the Birdman movies are really,
I like
really
good. The first one, not sure about the second one he did, but
yeah. Well, I agree with you on that. But when George Clooney came along and those nipples, oh gosh.
Well, that wasn't Tim Burton. That wasn't definitely not.
As a gay man,
that was Joel Schumacher,
that was a bit
wasn't
too
it?
Far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, yeah, that went a bit too far. But I think mine would be Corpse Bride when it comes to Tim Burton.
I love that
Corpse
film as Bride. Well. It's beautiful.
It's beautifully rendered, and that stop animation too, isn't it?
Yeah,
a little bit of that. So what other techniques have you used in the film, like your short film?
Well, the short film is 3D animated.
Mm-hmm.
However, we try to avoid, we try to avoid the typical 3D looking.
Ah, yeah.
So we had our backgrounds were painted. Yeah, we were
That's got that sketchy look.
Yeah, we were trying to achieve that looking sketchy painting. Well, not not sketching.
No, I know. I know.
Drawing, sketchy, painting, sketchy, you know.
Yeah, and it's fabulous.
So, but it's mostly 3D. There's some bits that are 2D, but still they look 3D.
Yeah, no, it's a very fabulous film. All right. Juan, we'll be back shortly and talk a little bit more with you here on Joy 94.9 Second Breakfast, where we're looking at animated films on at Melbourne at the International Animation Festival. And yes, look, it is Second Breakfast time here on Joy 94.9 with me, Sonia, in the studio. It's 16 minutes to 11. The temperature's rising. It's amazing. It's 14 degrees now. It's almost t-shirt weather outside, maybe. And we've got in the studio joined with us, we've got Juan, an animator, a creator for something called Correcting Colours, and we've got Corey as well, sidekick extraordinaire, assistant.
I am extraordinaire. Emphasis
you are
on the extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire, indeed. Now, we were talking about your fabulous film, and pretty much the subtext of it, when I watched it, I thought, this is very gay. In a good way, this is so gay, you know. To me, it was about hiding your true nature and who you are, which a lot of gay people do go through in their lives before they come out, if they come out. And then, of course, the beautiful thing, without spoiling it too much, beautiful thing, of course, is that connection that one can make to someone similar or the same. Is this autobiographical?
Yeah.
I just threw that in. Is this autobiographical?
Maybe not about coming out, but yeah, it's definitely biographical in terms of meeting someone that makes you feel comfortable with yourself and who's next to me right now. In a way, allow me to have my color shadow walking behind me all the time. So yeah, it's biographical.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to say I changed Juan's life when he met me.
Oh. Well, he did.
Well, do you guys want to come out about that now? Yeah. About, you know, being together as a unit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Juan and I met at a pub in Northcote, and we hit it off, and we started dating. It's been 2 years later. We've become de facto'd, living together for a year and a half now. And we're in the process of getting Juan permanent residency here in Australia. So applied for that.
Yeah.
Costs us a lot of money. Yeah, so hopefully that goes all to plan. And then recently moved out over the weekend. We love each other. What else can I say? Oh, yeah, we got engaged. That's right.
Yeah, that bit.
Oh, yeah, true.
That bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even wearing my ring. Sorry.
Oh, no, dear. Well, this is radio. It's okay. We'll let you off. So, yeah, so that's a big deal, getting together like that and making that commitment.
That's true. Mm. That's true. It was very nice the way he professed his love to me and asked me to marry him.
Tell.
Oh. Can I? Oh, okay. So
just say whatever you want.
Long story short, Juan went all out, made like this treasure hunt where I had to go through different places around Melbourne and find all these clues he'd left around of Polaroids that he's taken of our like first date or the first restaurant we went to or our first home. And at the end of the clues, I'm like, when I went to the final clue, it was him sitting there in our lounge room of our first home under a tent, like a canopy kind of thing that I had actually done for him at our first date or one of our first dates.
It was the third date.
He was sitting there, the Beatles were playing, and he just sat there and he started proposing, and I started to cry. No, not really.
What was the Beatles song?
All My Lovin'.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
awesome. Very animated, I must say. A lot of creativity there.
It took me 5 minutes to prepare.
Oh, okay. Not 2 years, but 5 minutes.
I'm glad he was all thought out well.
All right. Now, of course, coming up for looking back at the film, Correcting Colours, where does it go next? What is it going to expand into something bigger? Does it go to other festivals?
Yeah, well, right now we're waiting for the Ottawa's Animation Festival and the Australian Animation Festival, which would be great if it's if it gets into those two.
Is it hard to get into something like that?
Yeah. They are really difficult. Although the Australian Animation Festival is connected with the Melbourne International Animation Festival.
And so I believe the guy who runs the Melbourne International Animation Festival also helps amateur filmmakers or intermediate or even try to get into other things around the world as well. So they do a lot of work for you as well. It's pretty good.
Hey, cool. That's excellent. I'm curious. And of course, as far as where can people go to find out more about the film?
So we have Facebook page that is
facebook.com/correctingcolorsshortfilm.
And where you can find out if when is going to be screened and all this stuff.
Yep.
And we also have a blog where you can see how the film was made.
Mm-hmm. Cool, Kodash, that's a good idea.
Which is correctingcolorsfilm.blogspot.com.au.
Oh, that's why I have a PO.
Oh, that's cool. Look, Juan, thanks so much for coming in to talk about Correcting Colors and bringing Corey in to... Was it the other way around?
It was the other way around.
I dragged him in, it's true.
No, that's excellent.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, but stick around if you like, and we'll be playing some more music in a moment. Guys obviously like retro, so you played some Beatles, I heard about that, because you just said it a few seconds ago. Look, this is Second Breakfast here on Joy and 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.